Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
You know, some of us love to wind down at the end of our day with a glass of wine. And during the holidays, I even saw a Facebook post that said, "Dear liver, this is going to be a rough month. Stay strong." And of course, we laugh at that stuff, but it can get a little bit out of hand. So how do you kind of keep one drink, two drinks from becoming five or six or more? Because it can really become a problem, and people get a little bit ridiculous at this time of the year. My guest today is Dr. Indra Sadambi. She's recognized as a leading expert and pioneer in the field of addiction medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sadambi. So what do we look for before we know that we're going a little bit too far, going overboard?
What we need to look for is, first and foremost, to look at what is our buildup. This is the initial phase that the stress starts accumulating in us. You know, what does that mean? A buildup could be a place, person, or things, you know, that push you over the line. Whatever makes you overwhelmed or stressed out, you know, you need to identify the problem and then be able to jot it down. Just write down what stresses me out, what bothers me, you know, so you can really look at the list and plan yourself ahead of time. And then once you have the plan, then you would be able to identify the triggers when the triggers come by. So you're in a party and, you know, your stress or your buildup is, I am a recovering alcoholic. I don't want to be drinking in this party. But then when the trigger is there, you did nothing. You didn't rehearse yourself by saying firm no. So here, when somebody offers you a drink, you don't know how to say no, and you're like not very confident, and that is the trigger, and then you fall into the thing. You cross the line and you have a relapse, and you feel so guilty about it. So it's good for us to, first of all, watch out for the buildup, identify the triggers, plan ahead, that's most important, and then speak up. You know, look for a support network and choose your events. You don't have to go to every, you know, party that you've been invited to. You're not obligated to attend every event. So you can just pick and choose which one you can attend. And that will be the best, you know, work to do before you getting into a relapse. You know?
Okay, so Dr. Sadambi, you know, you're talking about people that are alcoholics and they're going to parties and it's really difficult and the stress and the triggers. But what about those people that do drink socially and they're not considered an alcoholic? How do they know when too much is too much? I mean, obviously getting to the point where you throw up or dizzy, lightheaded, can't drive. But how do we know if it's starting to build up? Is two glasses of wine too much? Because I'm a drinker. I don't have an issue or a problem with it, but I do love to have my glass of wine. And I do love to have a margarita or a glass of bourbon afterwards. And I've never had an issue with it, but how do you know if it's getting out of hand?
You know, you find out when you cross the line by looking for all these following symptoms. Like, you know, if somebody is just drinking in the party and not preoccupied, you know, with the drinking, like say suppose I'm going to throw a party at home, so I'm like preoccupied about buying alcohol, how much, and what kind of drink. Is this wine better than that? Am I going to stack up my, you know, a bar with different kinds of drink, and I'm all into tasting wine and stuff like that? Totally preoccupied with drinking. That means I'm crossing the line and spending more time, you know, thinking about this. And also when you try to control your use, some people might be, yeah, I'm just going to control this. I'm not going to, you know. So it kind of makes you feel that you're losing control and you want to control. And you're totally preoccupied, or you're arranging your lifestyle around the choices of drinking and using drugs. And then you also see that you become very angry when somebody points out to you, are you drinking too much? Do you notice, like, you know, you've been doing things differently lately? Like, you know, you're spending more money on getting alcohol. You've been drinking 5 times a week now after work. Then that makes us get angry. Then you're crossing the line, you know, and also have, you know, if you've gone too far, you're going to have the negative consequences. Now, getting DUI, fights with the family members or with, you know, the co-workers, then you lose a job, and there is a relationship problem with a partner. You know, these are the major symptoms that will show to you that you're crossing the line. On top of that, if you start needing more than one or two drinks to get the same effect, that means you're developing tolerance. And then if you, you know, go to bed. The next day morning, you wake up and you have a blackout. You don't remember last, what did I do? How did I get into my bed? And then you have hangover in the morning, and you have all those withdrawal symptoms. You're, you know, throwing up, you have a severe headache, and you're dizzy. You know, those are the withdrawal symptoms, and you're long gone. So you cross the line.
I do like the watching for buildup, because it is easy if you're a wine drinker and you have your one or two glasses a night, and then the next thing you realize you're going through more than half a bottle a night, or even more than that, and then that's when you really need to catch yourself and slow down, and if you're somebody who can do that. Do you think, Dr. Sadambi, that moderation is a possibility if somebody has a drinking issue? Maybe not DUI, maybe they still go to work, maybe they're functional, but do you think that moderation, so
you're functioning,
or
functioning alcoholic, right?
Yes, or do, no, you think, yeah, or do you think
it's not possible?
It's not possible, because some addiction experts say that it is, and they say you can moderate, but chemically not so much, right?
Not too much. This is the, you know, this is an issue. Some people who are using you know, other drugs, and they don't have a problem with alcohol drinking, would say alcohol is not my drug of choice. Sorry. Alcohol is not my drug of choice. Now I can drink. But the problem is the brain doesn't understand whether it is drug or alcohol. You know, once you have this addiction, brain disease, you are going to eventually end up using a drug of choice. You know, you might start drinking. You don't have an issue with alcoholism. But then if you have a problem with opiate use, eventually it'll lead you to go and have a relapse. So, you know, moderate drinking is not it's not possible.
So addiction is addiction, and it doesn't necessarily, you know, overlap. If you're addicted to one substance, a narcotic or an opiate or something like that, then alcohol is not something you're technically allowed to indulge in.
Right. Anything that makes you, you know, crave and wanting to, you know, go after it, like, you know, you have to avoid any kind of addictive behavior. Like, say, even gambling, you know, well and good. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing drugs. Now I can gamble. No, you can't do anything which is addictive behavior, you know. Reward pathways are well lit up when you do addictive behavior. That's why you don't want to be practicing those.
Yes,
so there is no moderate drinking. There is no moderate using drugs. And that's one of the reasons why we have the controversy of marijuana for medical use. Is that okay for, you know, recovering addicts to smoke marijuana? I would say you're still keeping the pathway open. That's why it's in our best interest not to do anything which is having the potential to have the addictive, you know.
So it's hard for your brain and your chemical situation to discern between the two addictive substances. So no matter what it is, it all sort of responds the same in your body. So in just the last 30 seconds here or so, your best advice for not overindulging in alcohol the holidays?
Right. The best way to do is, if you need to go to a party, arrive at the party late, leave early. Go with a person who is supportive so you can lean on them for support system. Go to, you know, self-help groups meetings before or after the party and identify triggers. What I mean by that is HALT. That's an acronym for hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Don't put yourself in that situation. Be prepared to say no firmly. Rehearse saying no and walk away.
That's great advice. Be firm. Don't be afraid to walk away. You don't have to attend every party. You can go late and leave early. You don't have to stay there the whole time if you have a problem with drinking. And if you don't, then just drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive this holiday season. That is the worst thing you can do. Be sure that you don't do that. Try not to overindulge, because it also adds a lot of calories to your holidays. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.